Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome, everyone. Hold on, everybody. Oh, I forgot to turn off this. Okay, I'm back. Woo! What a way to start the show. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I had the radio or the music playing on in the background, and I always turn it off when the show starts, but for some reason today, I forgot. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, happiness specialist, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. Share the show with as many people as you like. I'm getting new listeners every week, new followers every week. So welcome to all my new people. Welcome. And hello to all of my people that have been around or really fans of Reality Spirituality, fans of the show. Thank you. I'm giving shoulders down. I'm my eyes are closed. I really, really appreciate all the listeners, whether you agree with me or you don't. Reality Spirituality, what radio? What show? Well, when I say happiness specialist, that's right. I gave myself that title. And what that means is, for as long as I remember, especially from my high school teen years, I remember thinking and wanting to be happy. I, you know, just closing my eyes, making a wish and wanting to be happy and wishing to be happy. And so for all the decades that I've been around and alive, I've been on this search for happiness. And it's a search for a feeling. It's a search for a place where I can feel relaxed, balanced, chill, easy, flowy, you know the vibe I'm talking about. And the question became, why can't I feel like that all the time? Is it even possible to walk through, to journey through this life being happy regardless of what happens? Which brings me to the definition, my definition of happiness, which is to be able to be at peace regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. And that means that it doesn't, your circumstances don't affect your happiness. Your circumstances don't affect your peace. Your circumstance, your happiness does not depend on anything other than the person in the mirror. Isn't that powerful? I think it's really powerful. And when I say the person in the mirror, I'm talking about you and the universe, you and your relationship with the universe, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, source, energy, higher power, it doesn't matter. Words, quite frankly, words aren't as important as the energy behind them. The energy, the vibration behind it, the words, I get it, but it's really, what is your energy? How are you flowing? And you are the only person that knows the truth. You are the only person that knows whether you are at peace with your life and with yourself or you're not. It's just that simple. And I'm here to share on the show. I used to think that the peace and the happiness and the contentment was always found by what I did, what I accomplished, who I was with, what I was experiencing. Did I feel good? Was I healthy? Did I have enough money in the bank? All of those things. Where am I living? Where? All of those things, and I'm here to share, I'm sorry to say, I'm sorry to give you the news. Don't shoot the messenger. But your happiness and your peace depends on, it has nothing to do with your circumstances. It was, wasn't it, yeah, Mandela, who was in a jail cell for, I think it was 30 years, over 30 years, found peace. And there's a very famous movie, too. Let's see, hold on. Now I got to shake up the cobwebs off the brain cells. Was it Life is Beautiful? About a gentleman who had a son and they were in a concentration camp. I know these are extreme examples, but the point is you can feel, you can vibrate peace and happiness regardless of what you are experiencing. But guess what? It takes practice. Happiness is a practice skill. It's a practice skill. The number to call to speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And just press the number 1 if you have a question or you want or you'd like to make a comment. Whew. So on this show, what I do is to share with you, there are behaviors that we've all been programmed. Listen, it's not your fault. And if you're old listeners, if you've been around listening to the show, if you've listened to the show before, and if you've listened to the show for a while, you know that there is a whole list that I have, a list of behaviors that subtract from your happiness. And the list, I have to say that I add to the list when I discover something new. But it's a pretty solid list. It's got about 30 behaviors that will subtract from your happiness. And when I say will subtract, there is no arguing this point. Well, you can argue it. You can argue it. And let me say, if you're arguing with me, I'm going to let you win. But when I say having an attachment or having attachments subtracts from your happiness, that is one behavior. And see, we weren't born with attachments. We were all taught, we were all programmed to get attached, to have attachments, whether it's to things, whether it's to an object, whether it's to a person, whether it's to a cause, whether it's to an outcome. See, attachments come in all different shapes, sizes, and forms. There are I've discovered there's so many different types of attachments. It's just not having, oh, this is my mother's a wedding ring and it's been in the family for 100 years and when I say minor, that's an easy attachment to things. Also, let's see, I have a few people in the queue. If you want to speak, just say this. Press the number 1. Again, the number is area code 646-564-9619. And, you know, usually, but a lot of times people are in the queue, but I don't want to say hello. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm a nice person. I'll be okay. But one thing I do is go right to the truth, right to dissecting any situation to get down to the root of why you or myself are unhappy. And it's a constant practice. Why am I feeling tight? Why am I feeling anxious? Why am I feeling sad? Why am I feeling regret? All of those emotions that we have labeled. And see, that's another thing. Having attachments to the labels. All labels subtract from happiness. Every single label. I don't care, you label it good, you label it bad, all labels subtract. And let me give you a very simple example. One of the reasons, and I've told this on the show a lot of times, so bear with me to all my people that have been with me for a while. I believe this is our 10th year. Did I say that out? 10 years? One of the reasons one of the many reasons, in fact, I'm going to say it's the main reason why I had issues or problems or challenges, let me scratch that, problems, challenges with my own mother is because of what I, because I was attached to labeling her, wanting her to be a certain way. I had attachments to what I thought a mother looked like, what I thought a mother was supposed to behave like, what, how I thought a mother was supposed to support me. And those, and let me tell you something, attachments to a label, attachments to a description, that's all on me. Because people, I don't care if it's your mother, I don't care if it's your twin, I don't care if it's your coworker, your parents, your partner, your spouse, it doesn't, your sisters, your brothers. When you put a label on, when you have an idea, preconceived idea, by the way, those ideas, those preconceived ideas were taught to you. And see, that's the key, recognizing what is a program, recognizing what was taught, and holding on to, being attached with, that is the way I am going to think. I don't care what other kind of evidence is in front of me. I am going to think and feel like that. My story, my theory is correct. I watched a live video yesterday. One of my favorite YouTube dudes, and he had a dissenting. It was a live video, and he had a dissenting person on the chat, and so he invited him. Dissenting meaning the guy that wasn't in charge of the live chat had a dissenting opinion. Did not agree with what this gentleman was saying, the gentleman with the live stream. But he brought him on. He brought him on the show, which, trust me, anyone who does not agree with me, please, please call into the show. I love being challenged. I really do love being challenged. It gets my mind stimulated. It's stimulating to me. Anywho, back to the story. So he brought this gentleman on his live show, and he didn't agree with him at all. And I watched it, and I was watching it for, I would say, maybe 10 minutes, and I said, oh, this guy, you know, he doesn't agree. He's not open. He's not even open to hearing a different opinion. He's too attached to his beliefs. He's attached to what he believes. He's attached to his opinion. He's attached to his judgment that there is absolutely no way you're going to pry this young man off of his opinion. And believe me, let me take a swig of water. Hold on a second. This is why it's called reality spirituality. Hold on. Go, go, go. I really should know to have water before I start the show, but I get so excited. I get so excited, and I get so anxious that, oh, the show, wah! And I forget my water. Anywho, where was I? Oh, so the gentleman that was on the live, that did not agree with the host of the show. I watched it for about 10 minutes, and the host just, evidence after evidence after evidence after evidence, because the dissenter would ask him a question. Well, you didn't post this, and you didn't address that. And so every time the host gave him examples to contradict what the dissenter, I'm just going to say dissenter, it's kind of a fun name, Mr. Dissenter, he would not. Because he had the dissent, Mr. Dissenter was so stuck in his beliefs, there was absolutely no way, and so attached to his beliefs, there was absolutely no way to have another thought or another belief even entertained. And the only reason why I'm bringing this up is because my left hand is up in the air. I was exactly the same way for decades. You couldn't tell me anything new. I was so attached. Hold on a second. I didn't have my glasses on, and I'm thinking that the show just went dark, but it didn't. I was so attached to my beliefs, to my judgments, to my opinion. I held on. I was attached to my opinion and my beliefs for years. I remember even writing about the act of forgiveness. Now listen, I'm not saying that forgiveness is not important and the ability to forgive, but I remember I had someone on my radio show, and she channeled, and she said that there is no such thing as forgiveness, because forgiveness means that there was a mistake that was made, or there was something that happened that wasn't supposed to happen. Now, I know that's just a general statement, but I remember being jarred with shaking up what I already thought that I knew, solid belief in forgiveness, in what I thought about forgiveness. And so now, in 2020 and years later, I understand, because there have been people in my life. I mean, you've heard the stories. Mother died. She gifted the house to the handyman. I had a handyman. I have an attorney. I have these people that were working to scratch all of that. I have people in my life that I could actually be angry at. And not forgive, or even say, oh, I forgive the handyman. Oh, I forgive the attorney. No, there's nothing to forgive. There's nothing to look at and say there's something wrong with that, because I don't have an attachment about attachments, how something should, and that word should is a word that I don't use, that word should happen, because everything, when I say everything, what happens is all in order, whether we like it, whether we want it, whether it feels good. What happens to each and every one of us is a perfect divine plan. Now, I know it's not a popular plan, I know it's not a feel-good plan all the time, but it is definite. The truth is, it is a divine plan if you change your belief and you change your perspective and you let go of the attachments, thinking that there's something wrong. The attachments aren't just about being attached to things. Attachments can also be attached to people, attached to beliefs, and especially attached to outcomes. Listen, I'm throwing that out there because I'm in the United States in, what is it, 2 weeks or a week and a half? I don't keep up with exactly, but I know it's coming up soon, beginning of November, there's going to be an election. Are you attached to an outcome? See, I had to question myself. Because being attached to an outcome is only going to bring me misery if that outcome doesn't happen. When I say that being attached to an outcome, that means that the attachment to something happening or something not happening is already setting me up for a fall. Is already setting me up to not feel good, is already setting me up to be disappointed. You know what I'm talking about when you're attached to something happening and it doesn't happen. So the practice is, and happiness is a practice skill, the practice is letting go of all attachments. Now, let's get back to the election just for a really quick minute. Because attachments and preferences, all preferences subtract from happiness. When I say I have a preference, let me say that. The preference is in pencil. It's not written in pen. It's written in pencil, and with a pencil comes an eraser. So, yes, there is a preference, but there is also, I will be damned if I'm going to be upset if something else happens, if my preference doesn't get elected. See, I'm talking about being happy. I'm talking about having the foundation of being okay with whatever life throws at you. And this is a, what is it called? This advance warning, a pre-game, pre-election type of practice, which is I know and I trust that whatever happens and whoever wins or whatever happens is in direct order, is in perfect order with the destiny of this country. Now, I have a preference. Trust me, I do. But there is no way I'm going to hold on to that preference so tight, because the trust comes from knowing that, oh, just because I have a preference doesn't mean that it is the universe's preference. Just because I have an attachment doesn't mean, now that doesn't make sense, I have attachment. So the attachment comes from letting go of all outcomes, letting go of all results. There is, we're at the end of October. I have been, this is the third person I've had try to do to finish my website. Do you know that I still don't have a website? This is from June. This is the third person. If I had an attachment to when that website is going to be finished, when it's going to be completed, I'd be pulling my hair out right now. I would be pulling my hair out. And see, that's another thing. The attachments, thinking that your attachments are important. All attachments subtract from peace. All attachments subtract from happiness. All attachments. I don't care what you're attached to. So what does that mean? How do you be? How are you supposed, quote, I air quotes with the supposed, to be? Just like the animals in nature, just flowing, making plans, taking actions. If it sticks, yes. If it doesn't stick, that's okay. If this happens, okay. If that doesn't happen, that's okay too. That's what I mean when I say not having an attachment to an outcome. And you ask your question, what do you want? What do you really want? Is being at peace, is being feeling peaceful, satisfied, is that important to you? Is that your number one? And if it is your number one, wanting to feel peace, regardless of what happens, and if that is your number one, then you will actively and then you will consciously make a decision to eliminate all of the behaviors that subtract from that peace. You've heard about it. You've heard about attachments and how attachments subtract from peace. And there are many I'm going to say religions. I think Buddha. Buddha. Talking about not having attachments. It would have really been good if I had defined, given you a definition of attachments. But we know what attachments are. Outcomes, people, material things, attached to money, even attached to health, even attached to having good health. I'm not saying not to eat right. I'm not saying not to exercise. But you never know what's going to happen. You never know tomorrow. And especially during these times, you never know. Well, especially during these times, especially during any time, You never know. I'm up here being grateful, having gratitude just for the knowing that I can tie my shoes. I can still walk and tie my shoes. So we never know. Having an attachment to the future, having an attachment to a goal, having an attachment to, how about this one, having an attachment to the past, having an attachment to talking about the past, having an attachment to talking about staying in, living in the future. How about this? Having an attachment to, this is also an attachment or even an addiction, to drama. Having an attachment to wanting to be right. It's the same thing, the attachments. So what I'm sharing is this: being aware, being self-aware in every moment, being conscious in every moment is the practice that will keep you mindful of your attachments. And listen, just like anything else, you cannot eliminate these behaviors that we have been programmed to behave like for decades and decades and decades. So there's no beating ourselves up. And growth is small, small, small bites, small steps, baby steps, teaspoon steps, half a teaspoon. But it starts with you. It starts with you, my dear audience, being self-aware and recognizing and in recognizing and being truthful to yourself. Yes, I'm attached to A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, D, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. You know, I had to go to the end. Having attachments to fill in the blank. And the first step is how committed are you to wanting to be at peace in every moment? Because some people, a lot of people, are attached to the drama, are attached to the turmoil, are attached to the up and down, 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 attached, addicted, up and down roller coaster ride. Meaning up and down, yeah, I get a rush, I get a rush. I remember when being angry, I'm talking about myself, when being angry felt great. Arguing with somebody, yelling at somebody, going back and forth, that was energizing. Yes, it was. Very fulfilling, very satisfying. So the first part of all of this is, are you committed to wanting to feel at peace? Letting go of all of the drama, letting go of the anger, letting go. So the first step is commitment. Commitment to and prioritizing peace. The second part is being conscious and being self-aware and monitoring self. Just a simple monitor, just a little check-in. Yes, just a little check-in. Okay, which, when you are, one of the greatest discoveries is the knowledge and knowing and discovering self and your behaviors and your motivation behind your behaviors. I mean, when you really ask your question, why did I say that? And if you really want to be honest with yourself, why did I say that? Why did I say it like that? Do I have an agenda? How about this? Being attached to agendas, meaning that I'm behaving in a certain way, I'm saying something, but I have an agenda behind it. All attachments subtract from your happiness. And attachments, again, can come in all different shades, all different forms, all different looks. It's endless. How about being attached to getting the mail every day at 12:01? Mailman comes at 11:55. I'm right out there at 12 o'clock getting the mail. Now listen, that's an example, but my question is, are you attached to even the smallest So what, even the smallest behaviors or the smallest things. So my input or my suggestion is monitoring self. When you're monitoring self, I hope all this is making sense, because I'm feeling it, but I'm hoping that I'm communicating it. When monitoring self, just pay attention to your intentions, to your agendas, and the question becomes, can you shake it up? Can you do something different? Are you attached to a routine? See, one of the things that everybody, the people got so shook up over, this staying at home, is attached to a routine, attached to a certain way of living, attached to a certain way of moving around in public. See, the attachments, so you see how practicing not having attachments serves you? Because that means you can pick up at any time, giving an analogy, you can pick up any time, no clothes, no suitcases, and bam, you're somewhere else. It's the same as when they were going to, there was a possibility that I was going to have to evacuate, being in the middle of the fires here in Southern Oregon. I mean, talk about attachments. I remember writing a list and saying, wow, there's about 30 items on this piece of paper. Am I really attached to all of these items? Do I really need all of these items? Do I need anything? And other than water, maybe a change of clothes, maybe some snacks, some nuts and some snacks. The attachments to what? The photo books, the books, clothes, shoes, you know, the jewelry. I don't have a lot of jewelry anyway. Anymore. And you know why? Because I would let go of having attachments to sentimental pieces of jewelry. Letting go of attachments, number one, frees you up, frees your spirit, frees your energy up. It lets you navigate through this life with not a lot of baggage. Think of attachments as baggage. Think of attachments as suitcases that you're dragging with you. You know what? Why didn't I say that at the beginning of the show? That's brilliant. Think of your attachments as having a suitcase that you're dragging along with you. I'm not saying not to drag it. I'm just saying that it's going to subtract. And I mean, you're either dragging along a suitcase or you're not. You got weights, you're holding onto it or you're not. So if you want to feel lighter, and if you want to feel more at peace, and if you want to feel freer, you'll let go of the attachments. And it could, and the attachments, again, can look like anything. We were not born having attachments. You were programmed to have attachments. You were taught to have attachments. And anything that you've learned, you can unlearn. So my challenge to you, your homework assignment, is to make a list of what you're attached to. And then ask yourself, what can you live without? Can you eliminate some of the attachments? Because, listen, I don't like to admit it, but I'm human. And so there are some human attachments, and I totally get it. But I'm talking about the ones that are not so ingrained, that are not so rooted into, if this happens, I mean, half of the country is going to be in a tizzy. Unless you practice not having attachments to any outcome. Can you imagine feeling okay and feeling free and feeling good about whatever outcome that is going to be? That's where I am, because there is no way in hell I'm going to allow something to take my peace away and then unwillingly I'm giving it away, not on my watch. Thank you for listening to Reality Spirituality. Reality Spirituality, that's the end of today's show, is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. I do not have a website yet. Who knows when I will have a website, but we'll see. We'll keep it going. You know when I'm going to have a website? I'm going to have a website when it's time for me to have a website. How's that? Follow me on Twitter at RL Normanton, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube, and feel free to check out the videos. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon.com. And my second book, Program for Happiness, will be out sometime one of these days. Not this year. I know that for sure. Not having an attachment to when that book is going to be done, I'll tell you that. And until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving, you're always changing, you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist Rebecca Norrington. Have a conscious week, and remember, happiness is a practice skill. Let go of the attachments. Little by little, and you will be happier. You will experience more happiness, and you will be lighter. Your experience in every moment reflects what you practice in every moment. Have a conscious week.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh,
yeah. Oh, love, spirituality.
It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality.